Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. The Blessed Mother stood by her son every step of the way, even to being at the foot of the cross when he was crucified. She was there. She was with him. What a mother that is. Stand by in thick and thin. She loved him. And sometimes when we're tempted, we find it very hard to love, perhaps our husband or our wife. Ask the Blessed Mother, give me the grace I need. Give me the help I need in this hour of difficulty, whatever it might be. Help me, Lord, and help me, Blessed Mother. Ask her. The first reading today is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. In the days when Christ was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. So he cries out to his Father, and he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Do we obey the Lord? Do we obey his word? Do we obey the Ten Commandments? God didn't give us a whole book of rules. He gave us 10. 10 rules. Brothers and sisters, if following the commandments is hard for you, this is a time to ask the Blessed Mother, who stood by her son through all of that. You can imagine, those of you who are mothers, what it would be like to see your son crucified. Really. So turn to the Blessed Mother and ask her for the grace you need to embrace Christ even in his suffering, to pray, to ask his help. He will not fail you. And his mother is right there near him. She's not a clinging mother. She's a mother who's there to do whatever she can do in his life's mission. That must have been hard. She loved him in his earthly appearance. Think of the grace that she received to follow him all the way. Psalm 31 tells us, "Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me. Make haste to deliver me. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead and guide me. You will free me from the snare they set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. But my trust is in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. In your hands is my destiny. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors. How great is your goodness, O Lord, which you have in store for those who fear you," which means to reverence him, not fear as in quaking, but reverencing him, "for those who fear you, and which toward those who take refuge in you, you show in the sight of the children of men." My goodness, brothers and sisters, God will do everything for us, everything that we need, if we're willing to follow him. And that's what we want to be, a people willing to follow him. And the gospel for today says this: standing by the cross of Jesus, this is John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. You don't need many words. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." He's taking care of his mother while he's crucified on a cross. And he wants his mother taken care of. And he looks to John to be that for his mother. He wasn't going to leave his mother alone, even in the terrible anguish and suffering he was going through. He still gave her into John's care. What a great act of love at the last moment. Brothers and sisters, it's really hard in a situation like this. It's hard to find the words to express the goodness and the kindness of God. It's so hard to do that. So hard. But he did it for her. Only by entering into the sufferings of Christ do we enter into the sufferings of others. That's something that Don Hubert van Zeller, a Benedictine monk who wrote a number of years ago, he was a monk, he was an artist, he was a spiritual authority. And I want you to share, learn to look at Don Hubert van Zeller's readings. And on this occasion of the Mother of Sorrows, he says this, "Only by entering into the sufferings of Christ do we enter into the sufferings of others. This is compassion in its fullest sense, in its twofold direction. There can be surely no higher title given to Mary than that of Mother of Compassion. Entrusted with the care of humankind, Mary became mother of the whole person. Weakened by original sin, tempted to actual sin, broken by the suffering of having sinned, most closely identified with her divine Son than any other. The relationship between this mother and this Son leaves no possible room for misunderstanding or non-cooperation. Consequently, if Christ enters into the wayward heart of humanity, Mary does the same. Mother of the man Christ, she is mother of his mystical body, and the mystical body is still being tempted and tortured as the actual body was tempted and tortured on Holy Thursday, right before Easter. It is perhaps our tendency to imagine that the Immaculate Conception puts Mary so far outside the common weakness as to let her see sin only, as it were, academically. Pitied, yes, but because never experienced, never fully understood. Far from making her less understanding of sin, the Immaculate Conception makes her more so. In the rest of us, sin blunts our sensibilities, causing us to condone, certainly, but not always, to show compassion in its purest sense. In Mary, the sensibilities are, in any case, all the sharper, and there has never been anything to blunt their edge. Her sympathy for the sinner is not less human than ours, but more human. Not theoretical or notional, but actual and real. Mary suffered for her son, and Mary suffers with us. When we turn away from her son, she weeps for us and prays for us and asks God to bring us the grace to repent and to acknowledge what she, too, in a certain way, has suffered for all of us. She is the Mother of Sorrows. Go to her as the Mother of Sorrows. Go to her in your need. Ask her for what you need. Ask her to show you if there's anything you should do differently. Wait upon her. She is a mother. She is the mother of mothers. I don't know about you, but I'm gloriously touched that I will see Jesus someday. I mean, think about that. I want to be welcomed into his kingdom, and I want to see his mother. Oh, brothers and sisters, what joy they will experience when they see us standing before him. Oh, brothers and sisters, pray to Mary. Ask her to give you a deeper heart, an open heart, a heart that desires to follow you more and more and more. Van Zeller said this: "It is perhaps our tendency to imagine that the Immaculate Conception puts Mary so far outside the common weakness as to let her see sin only, as it were, academically pitied. Yes, because never experienced, not fully understood. Far from making her less understanding of sin, the Immaculate Conception makes her more so. Wherein the rest of us, sin blunts our sensibilities." I'm saying this again because I want you to take it into your heart, causing us to condone, certainly, but not always to show compassion in its purest sense. In Mary, the sensibilities are in any case all the sharper, and there has never been anything to blunt their edge. Her sympathy for the sinner is not less human than ours, but more human. It's not theoretical, it's not notional, it's actual and real. Again, Dom Hubert van Zeller. A Benedictine monk, I really ask that you go to the library, look up his writings, look up his books, and pay close attention. He certainly has a way of bringing sometimes what can confuse us into good, clear English. And he means what he says. And I don't usually go around here pointing out particular authors that I like, but this is one that I grant you will give you understanding. It will deepen your faith. It will help you in every way. I want you to be helped in every way, because I want to see you with me in heaven. I'm hoping that I will be there, but we all should pray. All of us ask the Blessed Mother, certainly her son first, but ask the Blessed Mother too. Mary, prepare me to see your face. Prepare me to see Jesus' face. Prepare me. Make me ready. That's what we want to ask for. Don't be afraid of it. You won't die before you're supposed to. And life might be going very well for you right now, and you're not concerned, but life has its tough moments, and you need to know that you have Jesus right before the Father for you, and you have Mary too. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.